As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 10. Hej allihopa och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra. We are at lesson 10 of our course, which means that we've reached the first quarter, the end of the first quarter of the course. There are 40 lessons in season 1, and I am quite excited because I am beginning to feel a little more confident with my Swedish.
I think we learned a lot in the 10 lessons, and I know what you mean. In the beginning, you go, I can't do this, yep. And I can't put a sentence together.
But as time goes on, we've certainly picked up the I think we've increased the number of words in our average sentence as well, and it's good to be able to develop that language. And we'll be talking a little bit about that in this episode. But the main thing about this episode, it's a little bit of a review of what we've learned so far. So, ska vi börja?
Ja, det gör vi.
Okay, let's get to it.
So what have you found easy about Swedish? And I guess also, what have you found difficult?
I think the first thing I found that has been a little easier than I expected with Swedish is the whole idea of verbs and the fact that we don't need to think about conjugations and different persons and so on as we do in other languages, which has been great news. I think generally, I've been a little bit surprised that quite often it's a case of almost literally translating something. There's a word for each word in a sentence. Yeah. So going between English and Swedish. In terms of difficulty, I would say probably pronunciation-wise and my vowels in particular. I think it's difficult.
Is that thing about we are not, we don't hear Swedish that often. If we learn French or Spanish, you have an idea in your head how that sounds like. Yep. And people start from the real beginning here when it comes to pronunciation. But I think you're doing really well. And I'm
sure
the listeners are doing really well as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So let us know what you are finding easy and what you're finding difficult. We do have quite an active Facebook page. So at the moment, while we're publishing this in 2020, we have an active Facebook page and people are sharing their thoughts about learning Swedish. So we'll post on there and you can perhaps give us your feedback. What do you find difficult? What do you find easy? We know the word for difficult. It's svårt.
Ja, bra, svårt.
What's easy in Swedish?
Lätt.
Ah, so I think you've said in the past, det är inte så svårt. Is that right? It's not so difficult. So would det är lätt be it's easy?
Precis.
So det är lätt. Let me see if I can do this. Det är lätt att... How do you say to learn?
Att lära sig.
Att lära sig?
Yes, so that is maybe something we should add because we haven't learned this phrase.
Okay, well, so we'll come back to that in a minute. Yeah. Det är lätt att lära sig svenska.
Perfekt, bra.
It's easy to learn Swedish. So there is a phrase that we've reached at episode 10 and we can say det är lätt att lära sig svenska.
Ja.
Okay, so let's think a little bit more about learning. Last time we were looking at language phrases and saying "jag förstår inte" and "kan du upprepa?"
Ja.
Upprepa. So, how do you say "I'm learning Swedish"?
Jag lär mig svenska.
I thought you said to learn was att lära sig.
Yes, Okay, this is... I'm telling you, oh, it's so easy with Swedish. And it is when it comes to the verbs. Mm-hmm. But, so, att lära sig is reflexive.
Oh, is it like to learn yourself?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So, jag lär mig svenska.
Yeah.
Du lär dig svenska.
Right, so the lär stays the same, but here we're using, I'm guessing these are reflexive pronouns.
Yes.
So, jag lär mig, mm-hmm. du lär dig. How would we say he is learning Swedish?
Han lär sig.
Sig, okay. So, han lär sig. Is it the same for she?
Yes, third person always stay the same. So, hon lär sig.
Hon lär sig.
Hen lär sig.
Hen lär sig. Ooh, now you said there lär and sig together. You said lär sig.
Yes, because I speak Swedish quicker than you, Mark.
Okay, so the idea of speaking quickly, then things happen with R's and S's together.
Yes.
Lär sig.
Yeah. But is it lär sig?
Lär sig. Okay. I'm just picking up on these things because I know that our listeners will think, oh, that was different. So, jag lär mig, du lär dig, han lär sig or lär sig, hon lär sig, and then what about we?
Vi lär oss.
Oh, right. This is different. Vi lär oss. We've learned oss before, I think, when we were talking about we're glad that you are here with us.
Exactly.
Vi är glada att ni är här med oss.
Yes.
Right. So, oss, we learn us.
Yes.
Vi lär oss. What about ni?
Ni lär er.
And again, we've learned that er when we are glad to be here with you.
Exactly.
Att vara här med er. So, vi lär oss, ni lär er.
Ja.
And then dom?
Dom lär sig.
Oh, so we go back to the say there.
Yeah.
Dom lär sig. Okay, right. And of course you can be learning Swedish. So that's a little more complicated than the normal verbs that we've been looking at because we've got these reflexive pronouns. So that's good. Okay, what about, what if we practice everything that we've covered so far?
Yeah, should we do that? I thought we could have a dialogue?
A dialogue, yeah. And I know that you've prepared a dialogue. And this is, I want our listeners to know that I am reading this. I'm not just coming up with all of this, okay? So we've got a prepared dialogue here that's covering lots of the topics that we've covered so far.
But also, when it comes to language learning, just bear in mind, the dialogues are a bit, what should we call them?
Contrived?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that this exact situation really would happen without the police being called or something like that.
I know, I always tell my students the first 10 lessons, you just learn to be almost creepy at a party, asking people too much information.
Absolutely. So we're not at a party, we're in the streets in Sweden. Do you know the funny thing is, I am imagining this happening in Maria Torget.
Okay.
Because just the idea of perhaps sitting in the park bench and being approached by someone and so on, I can imagine, well, I know that you're going to be asking me for directions, and I know that the Tunnelbanan is just along the road from the park in Maria Torget.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just imagining where this is happening. People are playing pétanque. How do you say pétanque in Swedish? You know, the bulls game.
Bull.
Bull.
That Swedish word, bull.
Bull. Okay, so people are playing bull.
Yeah.
And it's the summer and we're enjoying ourselves in Maria Torget.
Yes, so the listeners have to imagine that, and that people are very friendly and want to share the personal information with
Absolutely.
Strangers.
Okay. So, yeah, and we would also just perhaps reinforce the fact that we are not suggesting that you go up to strangers and ask them for their phone number in the street. Okay, let's do our conversation here.
Ursäkta, pratar du svenska?
Ja, jag pratar lite svenska.
Kan du hjälpa mig? Var ligger tunnelbanan?
Den ligger rakt fram på höger sida.
Tack så mycket. Vad heter du?
Jag heter Mark. Vad heter du?
Hej Mark, jag heter Hanna. Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Och du?
Lite trött, men jag mår bra.
Kommer du ifrån Sverige?
Ja, jag kommer ifrån Sverige. Men jag bor i Storbritannien med min pojkvän. Var kommer du ifrån? Du pratar jättebra svenska.
Tack så mycket. Jag är skotsk, men jag lär mig svenska. Vilka språk talar du?
Jag pratar svenska, engelska och lite tyska. Min mamma är tysk. Hur många språk talar du?
Jag talar 9 språk. Engelska, svenska, spanska, franska, italienska, portugisiska, kinesiska, svenska och norska.
Vad duktig du är!
Jag tycker om språk. Pratar din pojkvän svenska?
Ja, han pratar pyttelite svenska. Han förstår om jag pratar långsamt. Pratar din familj svenska?
Min fru och mina barn pratar inte svenska.
Hur många barn har du?
2. De heter Alex och Andrew. Har du barn?
Jag har 1 barn. Han heter Gustav. Jag måste gå till tunnelbanan nu. Men vad har du för telefonnummer? Det skulle vara trevligt att träffas på en fika. Du kan öva på din svenska.
Ja, det skulle vara trevligt. Mitt mobilnummer är 070-458-89137.
Tack! Jag ringer dig. Det var trevligt att träffas.
Tack detsamma. Ha en trevlig helg. Okej. Right, first of all, this is really ridiculous. I can't imagine, you know, sitting in Mariatorget and then being approached by a stranger and then suddenly announcing, yes, I speak 9 languages.
Maybe that's why I asked for your phone number. That's what kind of... Also, the idea that a Swedish person would start to speak to a stranger like this.
Yeah. The important thing is here that in the language that we've covered, there's lots and lots of detail that we can now go into. So, for example, if you are making friends, then you can use these phrases with them and talk about yourself and find out about them and get the conversation going, because it's always about getting that conversation going, finding something that you've got in common and then making friends and who knows what could happen. Okay, what I would suggest we do is pause for now. We're going to have a break, and then after the break we'll listen to the conversation again and then talk about it. As you've probably heard, there are some phrases in here that are new, so we are going to go through those and then we'll talk about them after the break. But just before we do, 2 minutes of Swedish, of constant Swedish in a conversation like that, and I would imagine that our listeners are understanding lots of that, so it just shows you how much we've achieved in 10 lessons.
Yeah, they are jätteduktiga.
Ah, right, so the plural form of duktig.
Exactly.
Duktiga.
Yes, we're talking about our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. So, de är jätteduktiga.
Yes, not only duktiga, jätteduktiga.
Jätteduktiga. Okay, jättebra. We'll be back in just a moment.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Välkomna tillbaka.
Welcome back. We are practicing what we've been covering in the past 10 lessons. Well, the past 9 lessons. This is the 10th lesson. And we have just had a conversation. We're going to listen to this conversation one more time. And then hopefully you'll understand a little more the second time through. And then we'll go through each line of the conversation so that we understand absolutely everything. And Hanna can share the new language with us.
Yes, sounds good.
Låter det bra?
Det låter bra.
Let's go then.
Ursäkta, pratar du svenska?
Ja, jag pratar lite svenska.
Kan du hjälpa mig? Var ligger tunnelbanan?
Den ligger rakt fram på höger sida.
Tack så mycket. Vad heter du?
Jag heter Mark. Vad heter du?
Hej Mark, jag heter Hanna. Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Och du?
Lite trött, men jag mår bra.
Kommer du ifrån Sverige?
Ja, jag kommer ifrån Sverige. Men jag bor i Storbritannien med min pojkvän. Var kommer du ifrån? Du pratar jättebra svenska.
Tack så mycket. Jag är skotsk, men jag lär mig svenska. Vilka språk talar du?
Jag pratar svenska, engelska och lite tyska. Min mamma är tysk. Hur många språk talar du?
Jag talar 9 språk. Engelska, svenska, spanska, franska, italienska, portugisiska, kinesiska, svenska och norska.
Vad duktig du är!
Jag tycker om språk. Pratar din pojkvän svenska?
Ja, han pratar pyttelite svenska. Han förstår om jag pratar långsamt. Pratar din familj svenska?
Min fru och mina barn pratar inte svenska.
Hur många barn har du?
2. De heter Alex och Andrew. Har du barn?
Jag har 1 barn. Han heter Gustav. Jag måste gå till tunnelbanan nu. Men vad har du för telefonnummer? Det skulle vara trevligt att träffas på en fika. Du kan öva på din svenska.
Ja, det skulle vara trevligt. Mitt mobilnummer är 070-458-89137.
Tack! Jag ringer dig. Det var trevligt att träffas.
Tack detsamma. Ha en trevlig helg. Okay, as we've commented once or twice, this is perhaps not the most natural conversation, but it's using lots of the language that we've covered. So, Hannah, can we go through each line? And rather than me read all these lines, I want you to read both parts, so both yourself and me. Okay.
Yes, so if you start with what I opened the conversation with, mm-hmm. So I said, ursäkta, pratar du svenska?
Okay, so excuse me, do you speak Swedish? The kind of thing, I suppose, someone coming up to someone in a place like Mariatorget, we could just assume that they're a tourist or something like that.
Yes.
Very touristy area. So, do you speak Swedish? And then I answered...
Ja, jag pratar lite svenska.
Yes, I speak a little Swedish. And then you went on.
Kan du hjälpa mig? Var ligger tunnelbanan?
So this is the phrase that we covered in lesson 8 when we were talking about where is the metro, tunnelbanan. We've got the N and the N there, tunnelbanan. Can you help me? Where is the metro or the subway?
And you tell me where it is. Den ligger rakt fram på höger sida.
So let's look at this. Den, we're referring to the tunnel, the tunnelbanan. So we don't say han or hun, but den because it's en tunnelbana.
Yes.
Tunnelbanan, it's an N-word. So den ligger rakt fram, so straight on, på höger sida, on the right-hand side. And yes. If we're standing in Mariatorget, that is exactly where the tunnelbanan
yes.
is.
Tack så mycket. Vad heter du?
So thank you very much. And then Hanna goes straight in there and says, vad heter du? What is your name?
Jag heter Mark. Vad heter du?
So, I'm called Mark. What are you called?
Hey, Mark. Jag heter Hanna. Hur mår du?
So, the conversation picks up here. So, hi, Mark. My name's Hanna. How are you? Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Och du?
So, this is all straightforward from the early episodes we've learned. I'm well, thank you. And you?
Jag är lite trött, men jag mår bra.
So, Hanna says, jag är lite trött. I am a little tired. Jag är lite trött. So that lite is the same lite as in jag pratar lite svenska.
Ja, yeah. Precis.
Okay, so jag är lite trött. Could Hanna have said jag är pyttetrött?
Jag är pyttelite trött.
Ah, pyttelite. So ja. We need to put the lite. So I'm just a tiny ja. Bit tired.
Ja.
Very sounds specific.
Yes, exactly. I guess that's why it sounds a bit odd. But yes, you could say it.
Okay, so jag är lite trött. I am a little tired. Men jag mår bra, but I am well.
And I guess now Mark is surprised that a Swede speak this much to you.
Yeah,
so
okay.
The next question is, kommer du från Sverige?
Do you come from Sweden? Hanna then says.
Ja, jag kommer från Sverige, men jag bor i Storbritannien med min pojkvän.
So we've got, jag kommer ifrån Sverige. So she comes from Sweden, but jag bor i Storbritannien. I live in Great Britain med min pojkvän, with my boyfriend.
Ja.
Okay.
Var kommer du ifrån? Du pratar jättebra svenska.
So where do you come from? You speak really great Swedish. Du pratar jättebra svenska.
Tack så mycket. Jag är skotsk, men jag lär mig svenska.
So I see. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Jag är skotsk. I'm Scottish. Men jag lär mig svenska. A phrase we've just learned. I am teaching myself Swedish.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm learning myself Swedish. In Scottish, in Scots, sometimes we say I'm learning myself, like rather than teaching.
I'm
learning myself.
Yeah.
We use learn when someone as a transitive verb, like I'll learn you something.
Yeah. Ah.
But it's not really correct.
No. Okay.
But when I see jag lär mig svenska, I'm learning muscle Swedish. But anyway.
Because if I would use, if I don't have the me. Mm-hmm. And I would say lär ut, then I'm teaching rather.
Ah.
So you are learning, mm-hmm. but I'm teaching if I say lär ut. So
okay.
it seemed to be working in the same way that you just described.
Can we just use lär on its own? Can I say jag lär svenska?
No.
Okay.
Because it doesn't, it's something missing there.
There's something missing. So it's either jag lär mig, mm-hmm. but the teacher lär ut.
Yes,
svenska.
Because if you just say lär, it's like, are you learning or are you teaching
okay.
or what are you talking about?
Okay, so how would you say I teach Swedish?
You can say jag lär ut svenska.
Yeah.
Or you can just have a different verb and say jag undervisar I svenska.
Right, okay. So, but we'll come back to that another
yeah.
time. Yeah. Okay. So then I go on and ask another question.
Ja, vilka språk talar du?
So this is not something we've learned so far. We've learned hur många språk talar du? How many languages do you speak? But here you're saying vilka.
Ja.
Vilka means what?
Which in plural.
Okay. So vilka språk, which languages do you speak?
Yes. And I don't want to make this too difficult, but if you said which language do you speak, then you would say vilket.
Because it's ett språk.
Yes.
Vilket språk talar du? So would it be, if it were an N-word, would it be vilken?
Perfekt. Bra, Mark.
So give us an example of that.
Vilken park är det här?
Which park? Is this one? Is it?
Yes,
is this?
Exactly.
Okay. Det här är Mariatorget.
Perfekt. Okay. Bra.
Right. So that's good. We've got three words for the price of one there.
Yes.
Vilken, vilket and vilka.
Yeah.
So coming back to our question then, vilka språk talar du? Which languages do you speak?
Jag pratar svenska, engelska och lite tyska.
So I speak Swedish, English and a little German.
Ja. Min mamma är tysk.
My mom is German.
Hur många språk talar du?
So that's the form of the question that we're familiar with. How many languages do you speak? And then I come away with the ridiculous thing that I would not say to someone in the middle of the town. But I said...
Nio språk.
That's right. So I named them...
Engelska.
English.
Franska.
French.
Spanska.
Spanish.
Italienska.
Italian.
Tyska.
German.
Portugisiska.
Portuguese.
Och lite kinesiska.
And a little Chinese.
Lite norska.
A little Norwegian.
Och lite svenska.
And a little Swedish. As I say, it's not something I would say to anyone, but Hannah, you wrote this conversation, so I'm just reading what you wrote. Okay, your response to that was?
Which I would respond in real life. I would say, vad duktig du är.
So that's that, how competent or something
Yeah,
like
how
that.
Good, how competent you are.
Yeah.
If you you can... This is not going to come off well. You can say this to a dog or if, you know, the expression be like a good girl.
Yeah. Okay.
In Swedish, that is duktig flicka.
Ah, right. Okay. So like you're saying, clever boy, that kind
yes.
of thing. Okay. So you can say that to a dog, a clever
yes.
boy. Pierre Benoit, who is our French colleague and works with us on Coffee Break French, he always puts on this accent, go, oh, you're so good. Like this. So yeah, va duktig du är. Yeah, we'll need to teach him that. Okay, so then I responded, and I used a phrase. Now, I didn't know this phrase before we were reading the conversation, but it's something that we're definitely going to be covering in future lessons, talking
yeah.
about your likes and dislikes. So I said...
Jag tycker om språk.
So, tycker om, that's how you say you like something, yeah?
Yes.
So, could I say, jag tycker om Stockholm?
Precis.
So, I like Stockholm. Jag tycker om språk. Jag tycker om fika.
Ja.
Can you fill it with a verb then?
Yes.
Jag tycker om tala svenska.
But if you have a verb, so fika is, it can be both yeah. A noun and a verb. So if you have a with a verb, then you have to have a at.
Ah.
So jag tycker om att fika is different from jag tycker om fika.
Right. So jag tycker om fika is I like the fika coffee
yeah,
break.
You like coffee. You like yeah. buns. You like.
Well, who doesn't? But jag tycker om att fika. I like going for a coffee break with my friends and so on.
Yes.
Jättebra. Okay. So that phrase, we'll definitely come back to that in a future lesson. But at the moment, just take it as I like languages. Jag tycker om språk. That's my pastime, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I go on and ask another question.
Pratar din pojkvän svenska?
Does your boyfriend speak Swedish? And look at the construction there. Look at the order. Pratar din pojkvän svenska. Speaks your boyfriend Swedish. So just the same way as we would say pratar du svenska. Do you speak Swedish? Here we're saying pratar and then the subject din pojkvän.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Ja, han pratar pyttelite svenska.
Yeah, he speaks a tiny bit of Swedish.
Han förstår om jag pratar långsamt.
Right, so we've got a new word in here.
Yes.
Well, it's a word that we've just heard with tycker om, but han förstår, he understands, om jag pratar långsamt.
Om is one of those tiny words that can mean a lot of different things. In this instance, it means if.
If, okay. So he understands if I speak slowly.
Yes.
Now we've had långsammare.
Ja.
But this is different. This is långsamt.
Yes.
So långsammare, slower.
Yes.
Or more slowly. And here, långsamt.
Slowly.
Okay, jättebra. Okay, so the conversation continues.
Pratar din familj svenska?
Anna is asking, does your family speak Swedish? So again, that same construction, pratar, then the subject, din familj, svenska.
Ja.
Okay.
Min fru och mina barn pratar inte svenska.
Right, my wife and my children don't speak Swedish. Pratar inte svenska. They speak not Swedish.
Hur många barn har du?
Hanna asks, how many children do you have? And I respond.
Två. De heter Alex och Andrew.
So I say two, they are called Alex and Andrew. And you go on to say, or I go on to say.
Har du barn?
Have you got any children? Hanna responds.
Jag har ett barn.
I've got one child.
Han heter Gustav.
He's called Gustav.
Jag måste gå till tunnelbanan nu.
Okay, so she's obviously got fed up and she wants to leave.
I'm in a rush.
Okay, so jag måste gå. I'm guessing it means I must go.
Yes.
So it's very like the English, obviously, but jag måste gå till tunnelbanan, to the underground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men vad har du för telefonnummer?
But what's your phone number?
Det skulle vara trevligt att träffas på en fika.
Right, so this start of the sentence is new. We've not covered this before.
No, and it means it would be.
It would be. So the vara, we've come across that, to be.
Yes.
Det skulle vara trevligt. It would be nice.
Yes.
So what are we going to do?
Att träffas på en fika.
So we've heard träffas, to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you meet someone for the first time. Trevligt att träffas, nice to meet you. But you can also then use träffas as in to meet up with someone.
Yes.
And in this case you're saying it would be nice to meet up for a fika, for a coffee.
Ja. Du kan öva på din svenska.
And you can practice your Swedish. Du kan öva på din svenska.
Precis.
Okay, so I agree.
You don't have a choice, it sounds like.
So what do I say?
Ja, det skulle vara trevligt.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Mitt mobilnummer är...
My mobile number is...
070-458-89137.
So 070-458-89137. And just a reminder that that's not my mobile number. Please don't call it.
Tack, jag ringer dig. Det var trevligt att träffas.
So this is new again. Jag ringer dig. I'm guessing it means I'll call you.
Yes.
So ringer from the verb?
To call is att ringa.
Att ringa. So it ends in ER.
Yep.
Jag ringer dig.
Precis.
I will call you. And then she finishes by saying...
Det var trevligt att träffas.
It was nice to meet you. So det var, again, that's not something we've had before, but I think we've come across it perhaps once
or twice. Yeah, so it's past tense. Mm-hmm. It was nice to meet you.
Det var trevligt att träffas. Okay, so in the present it would be det är, mm-hmm. In the past det var.
Yeah, I'm off to the metro.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I say thanks the same.
Tack detsamma.
Tack detsamma. And then I wish you a pleasant weekend.
Ja, ha en trevlig helg.
Fantastic. So this has been a really long episode, but I think you'll agree that we've covered lots, and the fact that you're now able to listen to this full conversation definitely says something about how much progress we've made in the past 10 episodes of Coffee Break Swedish.
Yeah, well done.
So that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Swedish, and indeed for this first part of the series. We'll be taking a couple of weeks break now, but we'll be back after the break, and we'll be starting a new block, a new unit, if you like, and we'll be continuing to look at various topics that you'll come across when you're travelling in a Swedish-speaking area. Don't forget, of course, that you can check out all our bonus materials, the video versions, the lesson notes, and the bonus audio materials at coffeebreakswedish.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish. And since it's the end of the first unit, we post your question asking you for your feedback.
Absolutely. We're really keen to find out what you think of the course of Coffee Break Swedish and also about Swedish. Are you finding it easy? Are you finding it difficult? What are the things that are causing you some difficulty? We'd love to hear all of this. So we'll be back soon. Until then.
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.